The St. Cloud State University's political activist student organization, the Chicano Student Movement of Aztlan, Mecha, will be hosting their annual event honoring deceased loved ones. Known as the Day of the Dead in English, Mecha Secretary and Treasurer Jessica Luis says celebrating the lives of those who have gone on before is a way of keeping those loved ones' memories alive.
Tomorrow we have Dia de los Muertos, also known as Day of the Dead. It's a celebration where we honor our deceased and we just remember them in our lives right now as if they're still living. We represent them through items that they liked in their lives, like say they liked cigars or like certain movies. You display that and honor them as if they're still alive, and it's a way to never forget. Tomorrow morning you'll see in Atwood second floor, kind of by the couches, right across from the ballroom, we'll have altars, which are like will be set up on tables and it'll be like tiered, and that's where we'll have displays of pictures of people who had were deceased, as well as we're focusing on the theme this year, which is hungry for liberation. So hambriento por la liberación, because since this coming May we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the 1995 hunger strike, so we're getting a lot of cultural orgs to participate this year to focus, you know, thanks to that we have the cultural center and towards activism of students here on campus, and so we're trying to remember that. And so from there, people will be setting up the altars, and then from 12:30 to 1:45 is when the main ceremony happens. We're gonna have danza, which is a dance group from the cities, and they've come every year, and they're great. They started here in St. Cloud State. They're called Danza Mexica Cuauhtémoc, and they're Mexica Aztec dancers. And so it'll be great. They'll do a ceremony, and then they'll talk a little bit, explain what's going on, so people aren't just kind of lost. But it'll be great. So then they'll go out to the altars and then do a little ceremony there. And that'll be the closing end. And then the altars will be there till Friday, so people can walk by them and look at them. And so it'll be great.
The Day of the Dead celebration is also open to members of the public. Luis said there will be an altar for community members to display items to remember their loved ones as well. Setup will take place between 8 a.m. and noon on Tuesday, right before the opening ceremony. Luis adds, while the Day of the Dead falls close to Halloween, the celebration is more than just trick-or-treating and costumes.
It's a special tradition for us, and how it's not about Halloween. It's not, even though it falls around the same date, I think that's a misconception about that it relates to Halloween, and it's not. It's more about our deceased, our family members. So it's more than just fun and games.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Vicky Icago.